So at ESCO 2017, there have been a number of sessions focusing on physician wellness and particularly burnout. And our session yesterday had focused on cultivating resiliency as a strategy to combat burnout. What is resiliency? It's actually a psychological phenomenon that multifaceted theory that focuses on empowerment and strength of the individual. That is that it's a response to the stressors in the environment where the individual can positively adapt and address the adversity that is faced. Much of burnout has been focused on the individual, but we clearly know that there is a relationship, that it's not simply individual factors, but the external environment, including the institutional factors that physicians, particularly oncologists, have to go through. It's not just patient care, patient time. Yes, we do deal with seriously ill advanced cancer patients, so to speak, at any point in time. Along the cancer trajectory, the patient could be viewed as in crisis, but there's also these external factors, the environment, the loss of control, the focus on electronic medical record system, administrative issues. So what can we do to address burnout? And resiliency is indeed considered a remedy or an antidote to that. And that involves, again, this psychological resilience. It's not necessarily a trait. It's been also described as a process. That is, you're not necessarily born to be resilient. Maybe some folks are a little bit more resilient. We do know that that is related to optimism as well, but you can develop resiliency. You can become even more resilient than you think you are. But that takes time and that takes practice, and it takes effort not just of the individual but also of the institution. So institutional strategies are just as important. So our focus is to combat those symptoms of physical exhaustion, emotional exhaustion, and feelings of ineffectiveness that oncologists feel, as well as cynicism. Those are the core symptoms of burnout, to really target that with the antidote of vitality, re-energizing, re-engaging. So what are some of these strategies? Some of these strategies could involve mindfulness techniques, mini mental micro experiments done during the day where you really focus and engage on the senses. That being mindful hand washing, for example, really taking time during the course of the day to wash your hands, feel the heaviness of the water, for example, the coolness of the water, really losing yourself. And that any physician can do, any clinician can do during the course of the day. The trick is that one has to develop it as a habit, a routine. So it's very important to be able to practice well when one is not stressed, so trying to find a certain point in the day where you will go to it and practice it, as well as other strategies. Breathing, when we're in a elevated state of arousal, anxiety, stress, anger, many times we forget to breathe. So simply taking one deep breath. These are many of the kind of strategies that can help to engage. And again, the antidote to burnout is resilience, and those are those key sort of strategies of trying to find vitality, re-energizing and re-engaging, really trying to understand why you became a clinician, why do you love cancer care so much, trying to focus, writing narratives, for example, of your clinical experiences, trying to take breaks during the course of the day, so important. And hopefully institutions could also implement physician wellness programs. Many institutions have indeed implemented this, for example, Stanford, Mayo. Recognizing that resilience is important, recognizing that physician well-being is important, and that. So again, breathing, mindfulness, cognitive behavioral therapy. Our goal is really to empower the physician to recognize that burnout is a phenomenon, but that resilience is a key. It's not focusing on the trauma experience. It's not focusing on the vulnerability of that individual, but really empowering, strengthening that individual, that there are tools that one can learn. It is a process, but you don't have to be necessarily born with it. We do know that resilience is associated with decrease in cortisol, increase in serotonin, all the feel good, so to speak, neurotransmitters. But we do know that these interventions will help. Again, one does not necessarily have to be born in it. It does take time. It's a process, and folks just have to attempt it, whether it's maybe online apps. There are some great online apps like Calm, Headspace, or actual true mindfulness programs. University of Rochester, for example, or even UCLA have great mindfulness courses for physicians, for the individual that's interested in mindfulness. And it's important. Physician well-being is so important. The oncologist is such a fantastic caregiver when it comes to taking care of seriously ill cancer patients and their families. But sadly, they tend to forget their self-care and just trying to suck it in, so to speak, or chin up and just trudge through the day. Working harder and harder just makes you less inefficient. And we need to lessen the stigma of burnout, help physicians, help oncologists in particularly, and attempt to address it. So resiliency is that. And we hope that we commend ASCO for recognizing the importance of burnout and resiliency, and we look forward to future endeavors by many institutions.